Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
All right, so Amanda, we got to get back to her. How do you end up being two places at the same time?
It's easy when you have an identical twin.
Now, Amanda's sister is the one that has a boyfriend that she's been seeing for about a year, but now she's also interested in one of her coworkers. So she told us this story last week, and we thought there's no way that she's going to be able to pull this off. Good morning, Amanda. You are on the Bert Show, and you are on the Voice Disguiser.
My sister has been she's been going out with this guy for about a year. She's going out with her boyfriend for about a year, and she's going home to his family's for Thanksgiving, and they live in Charlotte. So she won't be here for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess recently this guy at work that she likes him, and he finally asked her out, but he asked her out over the Thanksgiving holiday.
All right, so one sister being involved with a guy for a year would be at Thanksgiving dinner with a family, while the other, this would obviously be you, you would be out with the new coworker.
Yeah.
And the new coworker one is like a first date, so there aren't a lot of, like, it's not like you have to do some big studying up thing.
Right. No, and she has already agreed to go out with him because she just got, like, flustered in front of him, and when he asked her out, she said yes, and he asked her for Friday, and she's never going to be here.
So why are you so eager to help her out? I mean, this obviously isn't the right thing to do. She's in a committed relationship.
When she told me that story, I said that I should do it because I just think it would be funny.
So the last time we talked to her, she had talked her sister into doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So this was going to happen this weekend.
Voice disguiser, please.
It's ready to go.
Amanda.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Is that on?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay.
Sounds sort of like it did last week.
Maybe.
You guys want to make predictions on what happened this weekend before we talk to her and find out?
She likes him, and she's ticked that she pretended to be the sister.
Something in her voice is not right, so something didn't happen right. Maybe they didn't go out at all. Maybe it fell through.
I'm with Melissa. I think the sister canceled it.
And I was going to go with Jen. That's why I asked the question last week, like, do you guys have, you know, the same flavor in guys?
Mm-hmm.
Because I had a feeling this was going to happen also. Amanda?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what happened over the weekend?
I went out with him.
You did
you
go
did.
Out.
You did, okay.
Right.
Yeah. And it worked. Like, I told him the rules, and it completely worked. We didn't talk about work. We didn't. We only talked about my family and stuff, and, you know, which was easy because I know her whole, I know her whole life, so it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Except at the very end.
Uh-oh. What?
Well, I had told him that we were not going to kiss or anything like that, but at the very end, he kissed me in the parking lot. Like, he leaned in to kiss, and then we wound up making out for, like, a minute.
Oh. Hey, you earned it.
Have you told your sister about that part?
Yes, I had to.
What'd she say?
he was a little mad at first, but I mean, what was I supposed to do? Like, I didn't know what to do.
So she's going into work today, and so is he. And he thinks he made out with her on Friday.
Uh-huh. That's awesome.
So she has to pretend like they've already hooked up.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Now, did that change anything
for him?
Like, did you like him more now, or are you just doing it because it was just what the situation, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know what else to do. Like, but I mean, he's a really good gifter. So it wasn't hard work at all.
Now, what's going to be funny is if she ends up kissing him. I mean, two twins can have two totally different styles in kissing.
Sure.
Yeah.
This guy's going to be like, she's freaky. She can mix it up.
Do you guys have the same size boobs? Did he touch your boobs?
No.
Oh. It was 60 seconds.
Oh, well, she said...
Not everybody moves as fast as you do, Bobby.
She said they made out in the parking lot. I didn't know how long
it was. She said it was for 60 seconds.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I thought they made out in the parking lot for like a while.
Hate to grab and run, but I gotta do what I gotta do.
Save that.
So she's going into work today, and I mean, there's a good chance like this guy corners her in like a closet or whatever today because he's already made out with her.
I don't know. So I also made a date with him for Thursday.
For your sister, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, for her.
What happened with your sister and her boyfriend? Weren't they about to break up?
No, well, I mean, they're going to, but they didn't on this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, she doesn't know what to do about that.
So she's going on a date on Thursday with this coworker.
I guess she has to.
So if she can't make it, you have to pinch hit again on Thursday.
Oh, gosh.
No, you can't.
She wants to.
Why? Because if she starts, like, jacking with this guy, then all of a sudden it compromises work.
Well, no, she's got to come clean and be the twin. She can't go out the first two dates with this guy.
Yeah.
Like, more's going to happen. One date is fun.
Two dates is starting to get weird. Like, by the third date, they could end up naked and stuff. And then it's all sorts of... Like, then it's like, did that mole move?
Did you tell her she has to go out with him on Thursday night?
Yeah.
Does she already have plans with her boyfriend?
I don't know, but she wasn't very thrilled about that.
You know. She'll make it work, though.
Especially if you tell her what a good kisser he is.
I want to talk to her after she has to go to work today.
I know, right?
I think that's got to be so uncomfortable.
So are you stepping out of this thing now, or if she comes back to you and says, look... I don't want to mess this up. Will you go out with them on Thursday? Would you go?
I don't know. It was really fun, but I was so nervous the whole time.
I bet you were.
Yeah, she can't do it because like the sister will never allow a second date to happen because if they made out when that wasn't supposed to happen on the first one, then it becomes like it's going to be so odd being around somebody who thinks they made out with you.
Yeah.
And the rule thing, because the only pitfall we saw in this was that if they started talking about work, Amanda here would have no idea what he was talking about. So she immediately had to go into the date and say, look, absolutely no talking about work. You can do that on the first date, the second date, and then it starts to get a little, little weird.
Mm-hmm.
You can only do that for so long.
So now the rule on the second date has to be no talking about what we talked about on the first date. Okay, now here's the rule. All we can talk about is work.
All right, Amanda, maybe we'll check back with you guys on Thursday morning to find out what the situation is, if your sister's going to go out with this guy or she's going to ask you to go out with him again.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
I want to know, are you interested in him for yourself? Like, if their sister was out of the picture, you go on the date with this guy, would it be something that you would be into?
I mean, he was a great kisser, but I don't know. I mean, it's just... I don't know if I could ever, you know, want to have to tell him what we did.
But maybe you never have to, because maybe you could go out with him, or your sister could go out with him Thursday, and let's say she doesn't hit it off with him. Then she could say, look, I'm going to introduce you to my twin sister.
That's right.
And then set you up with him, and he would have no idea.
Good idea.
It's great.
Thanks.
You understand what Jeff is trying to say?
I mean, if she wasn't interested in him, I would totally go out with him.
So this could work out very, very well. So what you need to do is make sure that your sister stays with her boyfriend and is happy so you can go out with dude the night after the Thursday date.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Oh, no.
That gets complicated.
I mean, is your sister really like this guy, you think?
I think she does. I don't think she would have let me do this if she didn't.
But
he might be the one.
She's kind of, I mean, as we discussed, she's kind of cheating on her boyfriend.
Yeah.
So I think you should have first right of refusal.
Oh, my God. He might be your soulmate. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Was there seriously, like, any kind of chemistry between the two of you guys?
I really thought he was really nice. I thought he was super sweet. And he was a really good kisser. But other than that, like, he's, as far as I'm concerned, he's my, like, he's for my sister.
Your twin comes first.
Yeah, unless she says that she doesn't like him, then.
But the twin has a boyfriend.
I know, but she likes this guy.
Don't ruin the relationship with the twin over the guys. Come on.
I'm so confused right now.
The Burt Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.